The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.
Didn't Odin have a hammer? Thor. Oh, Thor had a hammer. But what did Odin do?
I don't know. Like Zeus, the Scandinavian counterpart to Zeus.
But that's not how you spell your name, because I believe Odin, that guy who had six-legged horses, was O-D-I-N.
Yeah, that's correct. The real deal is O-D-I-N, and I'm just the O-D-D-E-N.
Okay, so what does the O-D-D-E-N have in his stable?
Well,
four-legged horses.
Expertise in search engine optimization, online public relations, and particularly with blog marketing.
Now, is that just your own stuff, or do you actually work with other companies on that?
Well, those are practice areas within our firm. I own Top Rank Online Marketing, and also have a public relations firm called Michoacanis and Odin. Yeah. Well, I know the spelling's a little odd there, but it took me a while to get it. I think others can get it too eventually. But those are practice areas that we specialize in, and we serve a variety of clients in different market sectors, a lot of high-tech companies, medical tech, helping them generate leads, helping them increase their credibility or thought leadership, doing media relations. And the cool thing is how SEO and PR work together so well online in terms of the blogosphere and news search, for example, and then just regular search engine results and visibility.
You're obviously in this whole sphere of search engine strategies. You know the players. What got you interested in blogging, though?
In 2003, I mean, I'd seen and heard of blogs, and the notion of journal entries personally wasn't, you know, that didn't turn me on, you know. But I started to read some articles somewhere about business applications, and so I started some accounts to just play with the technology, and started to want to archive bookmarks of things rather than using a bookmark tool included in your browser. That's why I started a blog initially, was to capture information specific to SEO and the target markets, news in the target markets that we serve, and that's what I started Top Rank's blog as. And then I started using it as a way to share information with employees, with clients. And, you know, now, I mean, you can type in SEO blog, and it's number one on Google, or marketing blog, or blog marketing, and all kinds of permutations of that. And it drives a lot of traffic just from search referrals. Nothing close to Mr. Lockernome or anything like that. But, you know, it serves our purposes.
Well, actually, most of my monthly traffic, believe it or not, now comes from, I think I'm the number one boobs on Google. I'm serious, because I wrote up, I kid you not, I wrote up how in Windows Vista they've got, you know, the blue buttons. They look like blue boobs. And so I said Microsoft's blue boobs. And I, of course, tagged to boobs and to gotta be. And I noticed a lot of traffic was coming in through that link. And sure enough.
Yes, I remember. I think we were IMing or something when you were writing that post. And yeah, I don't think I've ever seen blue boobs before.
Well, now you have. I mean, just download Windows Vista.
Well, cool. The vast majority of traffic to our blog and our client blogs come from RSS, though. I mean, search engine referral traffic is pretty good, but. And also, it's interesting, email, like Feedblitz, for example, on my own blog, which is marketingblog.com, we get about 60%, 65% from feed readers, and then, you know, another 20% or so from email, people who want to get those updates via email, and the rest are coming from search traffic.
Yeah, I had actually considered using the Feedblitz service. You like it?
Yeah, it works really good. I mean, you can customize the format. I mean, the template is, you know, god ugly. You know, it's branded with Feedblitz's information, but you can actually, for a couple bucks a month, get access to modifying the template so it looks just like your blog or something else if you want to. And it can notify people, you know, at different intervals. It's a cool service. I used to use a Bloglet or something like that, or Rmail. That's another one. But, yeah, this has been a good one.
And Feedblitz is a free service that basically takes your blog entries and then throws it out through email every day. Do they do all the email management for you then?
Yeah, there's in terms of the script that you put on your own site or your blog that allows people to subscribe, that's handled by them. They manage the database. and there's a certain authentication process so people can't just, you know, fill it up full of crap. And yeah, the distribution, all that. And if you want the customization feature, I do believe that's a little bit of an upgrade, but it's just a couple of bucks a month. It's definitely been worth it.
So how many sites do you control?
Control or influence?
Well, control first and then influence.
Well, in terms of sites, you know, there's my companies. I have two company websites, one for the PR firm, one for the SEO firm. And then there's my own blog, almost all of our employees' blog. And there's only 7-8 of them, so they're not that many. And there's other sites that I contribute to, like Search Engine Roundtable. I contribute to that for this conference, for example. Search Engine Guide is one that I contribute to. WebPro News picks up our stuff every time, every day. Search Engine Journal, I can make posts there whenever I want, thanks to Lauren. So, and of course, there's a channel on LockerGnome called Internet Marketing that I can contribute to whenever you let me.
Just about any time, really. So, in coming to this SES here in New York, are you seeing anything new or any trends that weren't here?
Trends? I'm not covering a lot of straight SEO sessions. Those are being covered by Barry, Chris, and Ben. And I'm covering more agency-related track stuff. So in that regard, it's been really interesting to see how agencies are perceiving search as a channel. Some good, some bad, I guess. But as far as like new technologies or anything like that, you know, when you cover the space so closely, nothing really new, you know, comes out. In fact, this is applicable. I was talking with Barry Schwartz and another fellow said, "Hey, look at this comment from Google CEO saying that things aren't quite so rosy." And I said, "Wow," and pointed it out to Barry, and he goes, "Oh, that's 2 hours old." Just to give you a sense of the, you know, what's relevant in terms of time when you cover the space so closely. So I guess I'm not seeing anything all that new.
Is that a surprise to you?
Well, that doesn't mean there aren't new things coming out. It's just that, like I said, you know, we cover within minutes of anything interesting or new coming out. You know, we're covering it in one way or another. So
you cover it before it actually happens.
Are you saying I make things up?
No. Actually, no, not at all. Now, with all the bloggers out there, you being one of them, and many of them not really savvy in the ways of the SEO, and they're trying to figure out, how can I get to the top of Google for my term? How can I make sure I'm in at MSN or Yahoo or Ask or Ice Rocket, so on and so forth? Do you have any guides for them? I mean, because really, they're not going to throw, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars to a firm to help them get to that point.
Well, sure. You know, a blog's just a website. And so you should do the things to optimize a blog that you would with a website. In addition to that, there are some specific tactics with blog optimization that are unique, like, you know, modifying the template so that you include social bookmark links, for example. With PRWeb, for example, press releases from PRWeb will now track back to your blog. So if you monitor press releases on a certain topic from PRWeb and you make comments about them and you link to them, those will automatically create links back to your blog. You know, that's an example. That's a new thing, actually. But a blog should be submitted to, you know, all the blog and RSS search engines. And if you go to Google and you type in blog directory list, I've got a list of about 100 blog directories you can submit to. Make it easy for people to subscribe to the blog, obviously, with subscription buttons or whatever. But also submit the blog to, you know, other relevant search engines or particularly directories that happen to have a category, you know, for blogs. And I think a lot of bloggers don't do that. Link building is critical, you know. Obviously, linking is pretty common between bloggers, but, you know, get links from other sources. You know, write articles, syndicate articles, be a guest poster on other blogs. Obviously, I do that. And all that added up together creates a cumulative sort of momentum that adds to your own rankings. So the cool thing about blogs is that you can launch a blog and get great visibility within folks within the blogosphere because of RSS feeds. It's so immediate. But you can also get a significant amount of referral traffic from search engines if you just pay attention to, you know, doing the fundamentals, keywords in your post titles, you know, linking in and out, and making sure that you're going after links from a variety of relevant sources on an ongoing basis.
Good tips, Lee.
I hope so. It works for us.
Well, I can't imagine. You're number one for blog marketing or marketing blog?
Yep. SEO blog, too. Right below me is Matt Cutts of Google and some other fun people. So it's cool. Yeah.
I am impressed.
Well, I don't know if it does anything for us, but it's a topic of conversation.
Well, it's always interesting. If I were to walk around here and ask people, SEOs or SEMs, if they had a blog, and they, then I could ask them, well, where do you rank in terms of the, you know, the phrase, a marketing blog? And they, oh, well, we're somewhere, I don't know, Google changed their algorithm, their site. That's what I get. We get when we ask these questions to all these firms, they're going after the same audience.
Wow. Well, not everyone practices what they preach. I think there's, it also comes into play with a lot of search marketing firms that don't rank very well for things like, if you go search for organic search engine optimization or natural search engine optimization, you know, we get a lot of business because we rank number one or two for that. I do think that there's only so much you can do to self-promote. You've got to take care of your clients. But every SEO or search marketing firm does have a niche, or usually they have a niche of some sort, and at least they should have visibility in that niche.
Well, Lee, I know that if I ever have a question, I'm coming right to you.
The Chris Perillo Show coverage of SES New York is brought to you by MSN Search, the new, more precise search engine at search.msn.com. That's search.msn.com.